Audio Gravity episode 512. First link today is sunnybrown.com. We work with clients using visuals that go straight to the brain. Believe it, it's a science. Now, I've been a bit of a doodler, a bit of a graph drawer, sort of sketchy, kind of like on a whiteboard kind of person for quite some time. But Sunny has this reputation of being a large-scale graphic recorder and the leader of the doodle revolution, working to get words and pictures back together. She's got a great site. She does a lot of stuff with clients like Sharpie, Disney, Ted, Dell. And she's got a really nice blog as well. It just flows really nicely. And she's got a lot of comments about the whole idea of visualizing the stuff that you do. Check her out, sunnybrown.com. Next link today is boomerang for Gmail at baydin.com. So that's bay, B-A-Y, din, D-I-N.com / boomerang for Gmail. So what boomerang allows you to do is set a time when you want to receive or you want to send an email. So you can literally go in, click on the receive later button, you select a time when you want to respond to a message. Boomerang immediately archives that message and applies the boomerang label to it. At the time you put in, it automatically moves the message back into your inbox, and then you can obviously look at it and work on it and whatever else. If you're the sort of person that gets tons, stacks of email, it's literally, you can make a process, make a decision there and then, I need to look at this later on at this time. And you can also do the opposite, so you can sort of schedule when you want to send an email, so you can do an email catch up, but maybe you don't want to send it for a couple of hours because you know they're going to reply to you straight away. So it's quite a nice little feature actually, to be able to set when you receive it and when you send it. It's quite a little touch. Me myself, I tend to get email and reply to it straight away, as and when I obviously check my email. But I can see this being useful for a number of people. Next link, apps.facebook.com / Facebook Live. Facebook and YouTube and a bunch of other people, they're rolling out these live features to their services. So Facebook Live, official live streaming channel from the Facebook headquarters in Palo Alto. There's a whole bunch of stuff on there, from new Facebook groups to Bing and Facebook interviews. It's quite a nice little site. All the streaming is provided by Livestream. I'm not really keen on Livestream, never have been, even though I do think the quality of the video stream itself is really, really good. I just find it a lot too linear in the past. That's not to say it might have changed. Somebody like Facebook using it, either they're sort of got a really good deal with Livestream, or they, you know, they just really like the setup that they've got. Following up from that, SoundNote.com. SoundNote is the best way to take notes on your iPad. It tracks what you type and draw while recording audio, so you never worry about missing an important detail. While playing back your recording, just tap a word, SoundNote will jump right to that point in the audio. If you need to use another document or app, SoundCloud will automatically pause the recording. Really cool, lightweight kind of program. Not really sure how much it is in the App Store, so I'm going to have a quick look. See if we can bring it up. It is $4.99, so it's roughly about $2.70, $2.80 in UK pounds. Great little app. I will have a dabble with that when I next have a play on somebody's iPad. Next link. This is not really promoting the link. It's to talk about it, that it could be so cool, but it's just a little bit ugly on the website. The video doesn't really do it justice. It's an Air application, so it works across the board on Mac and Windows and Linux. It's a shuffler, is a social video browser where videos find you, a slick way to discover, watch and share online videos. So they do this video about how much video is being uploaded day to day and how difficult it is to find stuff. And to be honest, I've not seen anything in there that really sort of like is intelligent and algorithm and sort of smart. They've got a great idea here, got a great website, shuffler.tv in terms of the actual name. I hope they do so much more with it. It seems a little bit static and died off, but I keep on these things sort of tabbed up in Evernote just in case they change, and I revisit them from time to time. Finally, last link today is Real SEO. So Real, RELSEO.com, the online video marketer's guide. So it's a whole bunch of stuff about video SEO. Tutorials about, you know, video search optimization, tips, tutorials, guidelines, all that sort of stuff to do with multimedia, RSS feeds and XML site submissions. Check it out, really cool. That's it for today. See you tomorrow.